Welcome to Books on Air, the podcast you don't want to miss. You're about to get a sneak peek at what goes on behind the scenes with authors. You'll find out their secret recipe for creating a book. They'll tell you where they get their ideas, and you'll get the inside scoop on their next project. Want to know more? Great. We're going to tell you where to find them on social media. So are you ready? Let's meet today's author. Joining me today is Can Dance Tailor-Made Taylor. She's here to talk about her semi-autographical book, Tyler's Life Story, The Setback of Her Life. Can Dance, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on today, Suzanne.
I think we have to start off with telling our listeners where the tailor-made came from in the middle.
The tailor-made came from my last name. I got married last April, and my husband's last name is Taylor. And so just as I thought about it, you know, I just felt like, and how we had met, just everything, the way things just was situated, it just seemed like it was just tailor-made by God for us to meet. Everything just fell in order. We met April 13th. He proposed August the 4th of 2018. Met April 13th of 2018. He proposed August the 4th. And we were married April 13th of 2019. So I just thought that, you know, everything was just happening in God's favor, in His order. And so we just thought to use the word tailor-made.
I love it. I knew there was a story behind that. I just had to ask, and I knew our listeners were wondering. When did you start writing, Can Dance?
I started writing in 2013, and I started writing in 2009, I believe, and I didn't finish this book until 2013, and then it took me 6 years to publish it. So it was officially published April the 12th of last year.
Now, it's semi-autobiographical. Is that right?
Yes.
Tyler is you?
Yes.
Well, let's tell our listeners a little overview of the book, and then let's talk about this a little more.
Tyler is me, and I give just a snapshot of a little bit of my experience in my first marriage and my life and what I experienced at that time. I was very young when I got married, and it was like 19 years old. We both were young. And so just kind of going through sharing a little bit of my experience and the ups and the downs, the good, the bad, the ugly. And then also some parts of the book is kind of made up because it's kind of like my alter ego. So the woman that I wanted to be, the life that I wanted to live, the man that I wanted to have, I made that person up. And that you'll kind of see in the book when you see the different characters that are being described.
Who's your target audience for this book, Can Dance? Who were you thinking about for this book when you wrote it?
I'm thinking about young women, older women, and men, young men and older men. So my target audience were women and men, women and men.
You know, I think most of us, maybe not, but I know I've experienced not a similar relationship to the one you experienced with James, but there was a relationship that I was involved in for about 8 years. And, you know, at first, he just seemed like the perfect guy. I mean, he was handsome. He had a great job. He was funny. You know, it just seemed like everything was just perfect. And then the longer we were together, the less perfect things seemed to be. Now, he asked me to marry him, and I said yes at one point in time. But then things started happening where he would say things to me about how I looked or what I had on or what I was doing and how stupid that was. Or, you know, he would use words that were almost like they would almost bruise you somewhere inside whenever he would use those words. And I began to believe that it was me, that I began to believe everything that he was saying. And that just an incident happened, and all of a sudden it's like I woke up or I looked up or something, and I realized that this was just not some relationship I needed to be in. And so I managed to sort of wiggle out of it. But when I was reading about James and Tyler, it made me think about that relationship that I was in. And I wonder how many of the people who are listening to us talk right now have had that same kind of experience.
Right. Exactly. And that's the whole point of the book.
Oh, good. I got it.
You know, yep. That's the whole point of the book, is to expose those things, you know, that people may keep behind closed doors. And, you know, I was just brave enough to share my story, you know, and things and my some of my experiences that I had with the world. And I, the point was to share the story so that other people can see, men and women can see that, hey, I'm not the only one that goes that have experienced this, or I'm not the only one that has went through, you know, infidelity or betrayal or, you know, some type of abuse, whether it's mental, physical, you know, emotional, whatever it is. I'm not the only one. I'm not alone out here. There is someone else that has experienced something similar to my life. And so if she can make it, if Tyler can make it, if Minnie can make it, you know, which is another character in the book, if they can make it through these difficult times, then I know that I can. And so that's the point of the book, is to shed some kind of light to show that, you know, people go through different things and trials and tribulation in their life in certain situations where they may find themselves losing themselves, and yet they can still make it out.
You used
alive and healthy.
You used a word that I think is a really important word. You used the word brave. And I think that you are a very courageous young woman for doing exactly what you've done, for setting down what happened to you. Was there something that happened? Was there sometimes when authors decide to write a book or decide to write about their experiences, there's something that happens that seems like it pushes them in that direction? Either there's a person or there's an event or something. Did that happen with you, Candance?
I'm trying to think as you were asking that question. I'm trying to really think what I really started it off just journaling. I really wasn't trying to write a book per se. It just kind of turned into that. Because I'm such a big communicator, and you know, quality time and conversation is my number one love language. You know, I have to talk things out, and even when I'm frustrated or whatever, I have to get it out some kind of way, whether it's talking to a person, whether it's journaling, whether it's typing it out, whatever it is, I have to get it out. And so I started it as just journaling my thoughts, because at that time I had been divorced, I guess, 3 years, because it was 2006 when I got a divorce. And so it had been 3 years. So I was still hurting, still, because we were high school sweethearts. We had known each other since the 90s. And so, you know, we had two children at that time together, which are my two sons. And so I was still kind of going through some things. I still loved him. I still wanted things to work. But then I saw that, you know, he didn't want me in that way anymore. And so that was my way of expressing myself, was to journal. And so that's kind of really what pushed me. And I guess 6 years later, talking to a friend, she was trying to get her book together. It triggered something in me to start investigating and checking out publishing companies and things like that, and getting the bravery that I needed, the courage that I needed to actually publish, you know, get my own book published. Because, like I said, it had sat for 6 years. I was too afraid to, I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I didn't want people to look at James in a negative way, you know, or in a bad way, or, you know, just really hate him, you know, or have some kind of disgust towards him, because that wasn't my purpose. I didn't want my childhood, you know, all of those things. My mom, you know, is talked about in there, even though she's named something different, you know, and all of the experiences that I've had even as a child, which is where it started, the low self-esteem and all of that. I didn't want people to see them as bad people, because they're not. It's just, you know, life happened, mm-hmm. situations happened, people did things that they thought was best for them, you know, and that's what it was. And so I think that I know that's why it took me so long to get my story out, because sometimes it's hard to change. It's hard to explain something without someone having their own opinion about that person after you've explained it.
It's life and circumstances, isn't it?
It is.
What role did your faith play in all of this, Candance?
I definitely needed God's strength, His help. You know, I definitely needed the Lord to be with me through all of this, because there was no way I would have been this brave to, you know, to expose myself, in a sense. You know, I talk about certain things that I don't really share with everybody. I talk about that in this book, like living the swingers lifestyle, you know, and things like that, that people keep covered up. But there's many people who live that lifestyle. I've met people, couples, and, you know, married people and things like that. So I didn't want people to judge me, in a sense. And so I definitely needed God to be with me and to hold my hand all the way.
Excellent. That's a great answer. And that's what I suspected. I suspected that, you know, we all sometimes need God for our bravery and our courage, and we need that support. And that's where it comes from.
Yeah, definitely.
Your book cover is just beautiful. When I saw it, I was really struck by it. And I thought, my first thought was how beautiful it was and how perfect it was. There's a little story behind that book cover, isn't there?
Yes. I, with the publishing company that I went through, I had to, they gave me a site where I can go on and find different pictures. And so when I initially went on that site to look for some pictures for the front cover, I found initially two pictures that I liked. And so I went on about my business and came back to it the next day, or whenever it was, a later time. And when I came back to it, I couldn't find those two pictures. So I had to kind of start my search over again. And as I was scrolling down, I prayed and asked God to help me to find the right picture that fit the book itself. And this was the picture you see on the cover is the picture that I ran across. And it's almost, it's like finding the perfect dress. It spoke volumes. It was yes, 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 yes. I couldn't scroll past it to look at something else because that picture was everything. It spoke everything that I wanted it to speak on the front cover. Her being the woman, you know, the silhouette of the woman, and that you can see the road of her life, you know, and so that to me speaks that you see someone, you see the silhouette of them, but then you see the journey of the journey that they decided to take, and the journey that Tyler decided to take was a love story, but then it also in the end set her back.
I thought it was perfect because you're absolutely right. We see the outline, we see the outside of somebody, but we can't see that journey within. And I thought that, right. that picture really symbolized exactly that.
Yes, definitely.
You have a part of the book that's a favorite part of the book that you want to share with our listeners. Is that right?
Yes.
Please do that.
One part is the dedication page. It's in the very front of the book. I just want to read just a tidbit of this. I stated in the dedication that this book is also dedicated to women and men who have dealt with divorce, separation, self-esteem issues, promiscuity, and experience living a swingers lifestyle within your relationship or your marriage. May you seek God and find rest knowing He can heal every spot that's been hurt. He can restore every broken place within your mind, your heart, and body. And He can be there to comfort you whenever you need Him as you get up and face each day. May what's done in the dark be exposed to the light, and may you decide to be set free from the bondages of the enemy. Don't allow anyone or anything to convince you that you're not valuable or important. Don't put yourself in situations that will cause you to be degraded as a human being, and don't follow behind someone who's leading you down a path that you know isn't right or of God. Allow God to show you who you are and whose you are so you can live out the rest of your days full of joy, peace, and happiness, and most importantly, free.
Did you write that?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yes, I did.
That's very beautiful.
Because that's the whole point of, you know, what I want people to get out of the book. I know it's a cliffhanger, so it kind of leaves you a little hanging. There is a sequel to this book. I haven't started it yet, but I wanted people to understand that this was not just another autobiography or some kind of semi-bio book, you know, or whatever, that's just somebody just sat down and wrote. But there's purpose in it. There's life in this book. There's hope in this book. And that's what I want people and pray that people can get out of it.
Your prose is beautiful. You really have a talent.
Thank you.
I'm sure that our listeners are saying, okay, where can I find the book? Where can I find the book? So let's tell them. Now they can go to a couple of places. The first one is your website. Let's tell them how to find you on your website.
Yes. Yes, you can visit my website at www.r, and then it's Taylor Made. So it's RTAYLOR, the numbers 1002.com.
And I went right to that website. It works perfectly. Tell our listeners what they'll find there. Now, they can buy an autographed copy of the book on the website, right?
Yes, that's correct. Ordering from my website, the rtaylormade1002.com, you can get an autographed copy. I will personally mail that to you. If you select the book, then you can place your order, and I will personally autograph it with your name, or if you want to put in the notes or something, someone else's name. If you're buying it for someone else, you can let me know. Then that way I'll know who to address it to. You can also find various, I've been kind of experimenting with some natural oils and lotions that I make. And so you can also find those items on there as well.
And I think one of the purposes that you're really looking at for your lotions is relaxation and stress management, and to help us get through this terrible time that we're all going through right now.
Yes. That's truly the purpose. And they're all made with natural oils. I mean, things that you can use to cook with. I mean, they're that natural. So if they're so you can put them on your body. You can put the oils on your hair, some of the oils that I make are for men. You can put them in your beard if you want your beard to kind of smell good. So and the lotions or whips. And so, like I said, all of it that I use is natural oils, shea butter, is stuff that you can cook with. So I haven't had any of my customers say that it's harmful to their skin. They actually enjoy them because the oils and stuff are so lubricating. It's very soft.
It sounds wonderful, just wonderful. Now, your book is also available one more place. It's available on Zooline, right?
Yes, Zooline Press, and that is spelled X as www.zooline, that's XULON Press, PRESS.com. And when you get on that site, you will see their main page. At the very top, if you click the place where it says bookstore, which is options down, it says bookstore. Then if you click on that, it'll take you to the page where you can type in the title of the book. You also can put in the author's name as an option as well. But if you keep it on book title, just put in Tyler's Life Story and then hit the red search button, and it'll take you to several books, and you'll see my book there.
But it's much easier to go to your website to find it, isn't it?
Yes, it's much easier, and you'll get an autographed copy. If you order through Zooline, they'll just send the book, but you won't have my autograph on it. But if you order it through my website, I will definitely autograph your copy.
Now, you're also doing some social media. You're on Facebook. I think you have an author page on Facebook. Tell us how to find you on Facebook.
Yes. If you type in www.facebook.com/Arthur Candance Taylor. It'll pull up my page. And then I'm also on LinkedIn as well as Arthur Candance Taylor, and Instagram as Arthur Candance Taylor.
Now, you've got a new project. I believe that you already have another new book that you're working on besides the sequel to the one that we've been talking about. Is that right?
Yes, I have been off and on working on another project of another book that I believe is another story. It's not quite the sequel to this book yet, But it is definitely, it's basically writing from a deaf person's eyes. I am a sign language interpreter for the deaf and hard of hearing. Been doing that professionally for 15 years as an independent contractor, as well as my sister is deaf. So I grew up in the deaf community most of my life. She started teaching me at the age of 5. And so I've been signing for a very long time. And so I have seen some things within the deaf community, how, you know, sometimes, a lot of times, they're left out of things and not being inclusive, included in things, events, functions, things like that. And so the next book that I've been working on is talking from the eyes of a deaf person and how they see the world and how they feel, you know, and it kind of showcases their emotions and what they go through, you know, in silence, you know, because the community or society don't understand them, or they exclude them, or they don't even think about them. It's, you know, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind type of thing. If you don't know somebody that's deaf, you're not going to always think to make sure that you have accommodations for those, for that population. And so that's my second project that I've been off and on working on, but I'm planning to get that done pretty soon as well.
Well, I saw you do an interview on television. You have a YouTube interview that you did with Stephanie Miles that's right there on YouTube. And if our listeners want to see your beautiful face and hear a different kind of interview, a different perspective, then I suggest that they go to YouTube and put in, the name of her show is Smiles. Is that right?
Yes, Smiles TV.
A little takeoff on her name, which I thought was very clever. And it's right there. And I thought you did an excellent job with the interview. And while I've been talking to you and you and I are doing an audio interview, I have your beautiful face in my mind as we're talking. So it's like we're talking face to face for me. I always think it's important, Candace, for the author, this is your work. And I always think that it's really important for you to have the last word with our listeners. So when they buy the book and become a reader, when they read the book and they, for the last time, whether physically or electronically, close the book, what do you want them to take away from your book?
I want them to take away, for one, that they can get free. You know, if they can relate to some or all of what Tyler has experienced in the book, then the one thing is that there is hope, that they can be free and set free from whatever it is they're dealing with. And then the other thing is just to know that you're not alone in this life, in this world, that there are people that go through various situations in their life, and that if you, and I want you to see that if Tyler can make it through her situation, that you can too. That, you know, she may have stooped to the lowest of the low to please someone, but to know and understand that you don't have to do that in order for someone to love you, in order for someone to accept you. And that's all of what I want people to understand from the book. You don't have to lower your standards. I didn't have any standards. And so there was nothing there to even look at as an example. And now it's totally different. But, you know, I just want you to know that there is hope. There is freedom, you know. And if you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that, you know, he will he will help you through it, because if it was not for him helping me through my situation, I probably would be in a crazy hospital or just somewhere dead, or I mean, just I don't know. But I just want to give you hope and just to know that you can make it. I made it. You can too.
I think your message is so important for that person who may be listening to us, who may be involved in something and they can't see a way out, and they can't see a life ahead of them that's going to be anything but negative. I think it's so important what you're doing, Candance. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Books on Air. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me on. I'm so excited.
Remember, you can find Candance's book on her website, rtaylormade1002.com. And her name is spelled CANDANCETAYLOR. You've been listening to Books on Air, the podcast brought to you on webtalkradio.net. You can also hear our podcast on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I hope that you'll join our next Books on Air podcast. Remember, you never know who's going to be here. Thanks so much for listening.